Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 8 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast, brought to you by the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. My name is Mark Labar. I am here with you once again this month. We're going to talk a little bit about some events happening here in Winnipeg, some interesting news coming out of Slovenia, and a little bit on the Folklorama side and the situation that's surrounding that. On top of that, we have some fantastic music for you, so let's get started. Well, ladies and gentlemen, spring is upon us, and that always means a few things. Trees budding, barbecues starting to warm up, and the annual picnic grounds cleanup. It's going to be sometime in May, probably towards the end. Keep your eyes peeled on the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society Facebook and Twitter feed, and then they'll post an exact day with a rain date as well. Coming up also on April 30th, there's going to be a CSCS meeting at 11:30 in their church hall as well. We have Mother's Day coming up in May, in the middle of May. And just on behalf of the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society and myself, we want to wish all of our listeners a very, very, very happy Easter coming up. As far as news coming out of Slovenia, one of the big things coming up is that the Slovenian government has decided that 2017 is going to be dedicated to the architect Jozef Plečnik. And for those who don't know, Jozef Plečnik basically designed Ljubljana from an architectural standpoint. He is to Ljubljana what Gaudi is to a city like Barcelona, where if when you walk around, all the buildings you see and the bridges and the architecture can largely be attributed to his vision and his idea of what Ljubljana wanted to look like. So they've decided that 2017 is going to be his year, and it's to celebrate the anniversary of his birth and the anniversary of his death. And so they're going to be showcasing a bunch of his work. There's going to be different events happening all year long. There's going to be some that are going to be running all year, like certain exhibits of his work. And also there's going to be festivals and things to commemorate the work that he's done. So if you're at all interested in sort of the architecture of Ljubljana and Slovenia, it's very, very interesting stuff. And if you've been to Ljubljana, then you definitely have seen some of the work that he's done. And if you're at all interested in that arena, I would highly recommend doing some research and checking it out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great song lined up for you by a band that actually came to visit Winnipeg a number of years ago. They came down to the church and they did a live show for us. This band is Chuki, and we're going to play their song Krokodilčki. It's a great tune, a very up-tempo, really fun, and I hope you enjoy it.
Modna pista, to je prava stvar. Lepe punce, ti so božji dar. Glejo, glejo, ta bo mi sveta. Še spat ne morem, ker želim si, da
njene dolge noge
z mano štric bi hodile.
Poglej njen nasmeh,
krokodilčke v očih.
Modna pista, odslej
bo po mojih kolenih
sam bom čuval nasmeh,
krokodilčke v očih.
V očih.
Sam se zdaj potikam na okrog, daleč stran od njenih dolgih nog, daleč stran od modnega sveta. Vendar si želim še vedno, da
njene dolge noge
z mano štrič bi hodile.
Poglej njen nasmeh,
krokodilčke v očeh.
Modna pista odslej
bo po mojih kolenih
sam bom čuval nasmeh,
krokodilčke v očeh.
V očeh.
Vendar si želim še
njene dolge noge.
S mamo štric bi hodile,
poglej na smeh.
Krokodilčke v očih,
modna pista odslej.
Po mojih kolenih
sam bom čuval na smeh.
Krokodilčke v očih,
njene dolge noge.
S mamo štric bi hodile,
poglej na smeh.
Krokodilčke v očih,
modna pista odslej.
Po mojih kolenih
sam bom čuval na smeh.
Krokodilčke v oči.
Oči. Krokodilčke v oči. Oči. Krokodilčke v oči.
Well, folks, I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk a little bit about the Folklorama situation for this summer. For those who don't know, we're actually not going to be participating in Folklorama this year, and I want to take a few minutes to discuss that a little bit. We weren't able to find a suitable location for our pavilion. The schools that we were involved with were doing some renovations and some capital projects that meant we weren't able to use them. And that happens, you know, it happens that schools need to be repaired and things need to get done. And we just weren't able to find another location that was suitable to our needs. But I encourage everybody, even though it is a little sad and I am definitely disappointed that we're not going to be participating this year, I would encourage everybody to look at the positive side of the situation. Look at the upshot. We get a year off now. That's great. We get a chance to take a step back and really recharge our batteries. Because I'll tell you, when I look around at the pavilion, when I work there, I see people who are dedicated, hardworking people who care about the pavilion, who want to see it succeed, but who are also tired and burnt out. And, this year off might be a bit of a blessing in disguise for our community. Gives our people a chance to take a step back and reflect on the pavilion and what it means to them and their role in that pavilion, but also to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit and take some time off and come back in 2018 with a renewed sense of passion and a renewed vigor. So I encourage everybody to do that and to take the summer to think about what that pavilion means to you, and also to take the opportunity to relax and take the summer off and think about that in terms of your role in the community, and enjoy the fact that we don't have to worry about that this summer, and we don't have to deal with it this summer, and we can just take the time off and recharge the batteries a little bit. Well, folks, in honor of the Slovenian Pavilion not happening this summer, I thought I would play something that you would probably hear coming into our pavilion. This song is by Lojze Slak, and it is called Glas Harmonik.
Harmonike spomine spit pred ramiju, nekoč ta glas mehak in blag, srce mi je omamil. Le da te daj je ta napil, bil mnogo, mnogo bolj vesel, in fant, ki je takrat igral, si mene je izbral. Thank you. strmine vse molčijo. Zakaj, zakaj so zile ga mi ne odgovorijo? Ko zaigra harmonika, pa vedno me spominja in kar ne more več srce, to ona mi pove.
Show for another month. I want to thank all our listeners for taking the time to stick around with us for the show and enjoy a little bit of Slovenian music and Slovenian news. On behalf of myself and the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, again, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can send me an email at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to get any requests or dedications, any birthday wishes, anything you'd like. I'll do my best to get it up on the next show if you reach out to me. Or if you see me at church, just pull me aside and ask me, hey, can you put this song on the podcast? I will be more than happy to try to accommodate that as best I can. We're going to be finishing up with a song by a band called Circus. And Circus is not a Slovenian band. They're actually a band from London. But they're actually going to be playing in Ljubljana on April 16th. And they're a really, really cool sort of like, it's called Tri-Hop, which is this sort of mix of hip-hop and electronic music. And it's just, it's great vocals. Really, really fantastic song. The song is called Bells. And we're going to leave you with that. So from Mark Labar, I will see you next month on our next show. Bye-bye.
I know what you're doing now. They talk about it. They say you are the brightest star, and I don't doubt it. After other shining skies, if I win, you win, cocktails and flowers, because we we'll be right back.